You know, I just read a funny text from Chad. He said, can you imagine leaving Wisconsin? This is in reference to Alec Horny book. Can you imagine leaving Wisconsin's offensive line to have to go stand behind Florida State's offensive line? That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a very fair point. That's a very fair point. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. I still don't understand how David Skara did not make the All-ACC first team defensive team. I don't get it. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let's get to Phil up first. Phil, how are you?
Good. Well, how are you?
Good, Phil. Appreciate you getting in.
Thank you. Thank you. I just turned the show on today, so I haven't listened to anything you had to say about the tournament, the NCAA. Just wanted to talk some of the top seeds in some Tennessee basketball.
Yeah.
So would you say that two, if not three, of the number one seeds are locked in with Gonzaga, Virginia, and possibly North Carolina?
I think that's how it looks now, yes.
And then, so you're looking at one spot. Would you look at the Kentucky-Tennessee possible semifinal matchup as a way into that one seed? Or
I mean, I think,
do you think Tennessee's kind of the chances are gone?
Yeah, I don't know that I would say the chances are gone, but obviously Tennessee has struggled a little bit of late.
Yeah.
But, you know, somebody's got to take that spot. And, you know, and Duke needs to rebound, and they don't look like that's happening, but they'll get Zion back, and maybe all of their losses will be excused away. See, that's the other possibility. I mean, that basically they can just say, well, Duke didn't lose any of these games with Zion, and now that Zion's back, none of those losses count. I don't know. I think we make way too much of that anyway, honestly, Phil. Who's one, who's two, who's three? I mean, I don't think any of it really matters in the end.
I agree. I would almost rather be a two in the South region than go out west and be a number one.
Right. And basketball,
somewhere like that.
And basketball is all about matchups anyway. And, you know, sometimes what you think is best for you isn't best. And what you're concerned about winds up being best. And the best example I can ever
give. That's exactly right.
Right. And the best example I can ever give of this as it relates to the tournament is UConn. Because, you know, when UConn won their first of their four titles, they were sent out west. And, you know, there was a lot of conjecture about that. There was a lot of talk. It was a negative. UConn won the national championship, and then every other year they begged to be put out west, and they consistently did get put out west, and they loved it because they felt that, as it turns out for them, they believed it was their best opportunity to win because it took away all the distractions, all the people
back
wanting,
against the wall, right, almost too.
Right, all the people wanting tickets, all the things that have nothing to do with basketball, and it let them go out west as a gang of brothers and just play basketball. And every time they were sent out there, they won the national title. You know, so
that's a good point.
You know, I think that sometimes, you know, we think certain things are best, but in reality, it may not be the case. So I think your biggest
nature of the tournament there.
Right. I think your biggest concern is you want to get back to playing your best basketball, which you're not really doing right now.
I think we really need Bowden and Turner to step up. They've really been struggling shooting the ball. Kyle Alexander can't stay on the floor.
Yep.
Which gives us, you know, a rim protector there. But I agree with you on that. Under Pearl, our best tournament run was not anywhere close to our best seeding.
Right.
You know, years ago with Pearl. So I think our best, when we went to the Elite Eight, I think we were actually like a six or a five.
Right.
And we had a couple two and three seeds, I think. Didn't make it that far. So, yeah, you never know. You're right on that.
Well, hey, look, the best news you have when this tournament starts is that you have two star players. I mean, that you have two big-time players to rely on, and sometimes having two star players can carry you right through a tournament.
What do you think about Grant Williams and coming back a fourth year? I know he's not very high. He's not an NBA. You know, they're not drooling over his size, you know, his height, I guess. Do you think he'll be back? Or
I don't know. The guy he reminds me of, and he's a little taller than this guy, but when you watch him on film, he's just an exact replica. Even the way he spins in the lane and lays the ball in with his offhand, he reminds me exactly of Adrian Dantley. I think he's very similar to Dantley, sort of the same body construction, thick, strong, but surprisingly agile and nifty and around the rim.
That's one I haven't heard.
Yeah, and he's about 2 inches taller than Dantley was when he was playing, but I think that body type and game wise, that's who he reminds me of.
I've seen a couple projections to him going to, you know, late first, which would be a good team. So that kind of scares me because he's a smart kid. Yeah. You know, he might jump at that kind of opportunity, and he's going to have graduated.
I think he's going to be a good player in the league. I think that someone will get a steal if he's still on the board at that point.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
Well, enjoy your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. Big Bad Bob will come right to you. Let me tell you about my friends at Priority One. For all your security needs, there's Priority One. No one does it like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. When we've had our Tigers for Tatas campaign, they matched every dollar we raised. That's 2 years running. They wrote big checks. That's getting it done in your community. Now, that alone, that speaks to what type of people they are, but that alone isn't enough to let them protect your family. This is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry. This is Priority One. When Priority One comes out to your home or your business, you will know that you are in the hands of the experts. Look, I'm not telling you what to do. Security is a personal decision. Very much so. You need to consider those elements. I will tell you this. We live in an insane world that gets more insane on a daily basis. And stuff is happening everywhere. Again, maybe the bad guy will never find you and you'll never need security. Then again, maybe he'll find you 3 days from now. The question is, will you be ready? My friends at Priority One are waiting to serve you. You just call them up and tell them I sent you. 288-1400, 288-1400. Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Listen, I was listening to your theory about what happens with the Patriots and the other teams that are dummies, and that makes sense. it just so happens this year. How many free agents can you remember that the Patriots have actually kept? I don't remember, except for Brady.
Well, I mean, the Patriots will frequently supplement with a key free agent or two, but they're making wise decisions and they're not going to overpay for guys who are pedestrian players. I mean, the Patriots will take some stopgap measures and bring guys in, but you know, again, they wind up winning on every front in these kind of deals, and that's what people don't get. You know, the Patriots get, they bleed the best out of these people for a year or two. And then basically they wait for the dummies around the league to ante up and go get them. And then they wind up with a priority compensatory pick, a third round pick for them eventually, which they turn into a starting player. And they don't have to pay them that kind of money. I mean, it's an endless cycle. And why people don't get it is beyond me. You know, again, a guy who works in Boston covering the Patriots. When I wrote this on Twitter earlier today, I don't know this guy from Adam, but he found my tweet and he wrote basically,
Well, Trey Flowers, I think they tried to shop him after the Super Bowl. I don't know why. Or tried to tag him or no, they were saying they were going to do all this, and all of a sudden he gets to be a free agent. They say, well, you know, go ahead and leave, and now they're bidding on him now. And I read, and they put Patriots all over the articles I read. And another one that came up that
Here's what they decided there, all right? If you're to pay Trey Flowers whatever it is, $17 million a year, which I guess would be the going rate there. You're going to pay Trey Flowers $17 million a year. The Patriots said, well, we can't do that. There's a salary cap. And so they went out and they added Michael Bennett and from Philadelphia, who's the same type of player, will give him the same type of versatility, and they'll pay him like $10 million a year. So they'll save $7 million. Yeah.
But they're saying that, and people in the league saying, oh, he's great, Trey Flowers, we want to get him and stuff like that. Danny Amendola played for the Patriots, and his name is attached to the Patriots, and the Lions just signed him. He's 11th-year receiver.
Yeah.
But I barely remember him playing, but he's got some Super Bowl rings, I think.
Right.
I wanted to say I really enjoyed your interview with Brad Brunell on, and he sounded like he really – was hoping that the guys would play well and listen to the coaches and do things and play, and they did, Walt. Foul trouble, and he is one of the one of the best big men in this league, I think.
Yeah, in the country.
Yeah,
in the country. I think he still fouled 2 3-point shooters in that game. That's one thing you don't want to do. I think Clemson fouled three times beyond the arc, which you don't want to do, but sometimes that happens within a game. But yeah, I mean, Elijah Thomas is a dominant low block player collegiately, and when he's on the court, he changes the game on both ends. And you know, and you have Marquise Reed, who's, I think, playing the best basketball of his career right now. I think Reed's shot looks better. And I think he's more confident right now than he's been at any point. I actually want to address one more thing about that game in the second half the other day, which I didn't get to. So
the whole team played. They stepped up, and they played defense. And
second half was brilliant.
It was unbelievable. But I really appreciated you interviewing him. And I feel they'll do well in the tournament. I hope they do well. I think they're playing the best they played all year. They had some bad luck. They overcame that, and now they're playing the last couple of games, the last games they played, the last part of the season, I think they played the best games they could play.
I think that's 100% right. I think you could argue that they played their best game of the year against North Carolina. It wasn't perfect, but you know, they came within 2 points without David Scarra. And then they may have topped that against Syracuse in the second half effort, which was probably their most complete half of basketball in the season.
Well, maybe interview Brunell again before the tournament.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Bob. Bob now scheduling road race.
Yeah.
You know, one other thing about the second half of that game, by the way, Matthew writes his Florida tournament team as of now. I think so. You know, I think that win over LSU a couple weeks ago is big. You know, the other thing is this. The second half of that game, Marquise Reed became extremely decisive. There were numerous times where, you know, again, Clemson started that game with flashing Scarra to the sweet spot, which didn't really work. And then they tried flashing Reed to that spot, and that worked to a degree. And in the second half, they continued more of that. But there were other times where Reed caught the ball on the perimeter, made one or two quick bounces, and drove the gaps in the zone and created a good look for himself and help break down the zone. The first half, Clemson did not look decisive against the zone. I thought the second half, they looked much more decisive. The first half, way too many casual, weak passes that were thrown to the post and just sailed out of bounds. Again, another thing that the zone entices you to do. But the second half, Clemson was not only a much more determined team, but they were a much more decisive team. And I thought it was particularly true of Reed. Reed was really feeling good about every element of his game. And there were numerous times he'd catch the ball 20, 22 feet away. He'd take two quick bounces, dribble into 15 feet, get inside the zone, and take that mid-range shot. And you just knew it was going in. I mean, one of the things Clemson has going for him right now is Marquise Reed is playing the best basketball of his career. He feels it right now. His shot is golden right now. It is pure. You can tell. You know, there was a time going back X number of games where I thought his shot, and Marquise doesn't put a ton of air on his jumpers. Historically speaking, sort of resembles a JoJo White type of shot. But of late, and there was a time where he seemed to have a lot of shots rolling off the rim. They'd hit the front, they'd hit the back, they'd hit the board, they'd roll off the front because they were flat. It almost looked like he was a little fatigued. But, you know, we've heard from coach that he can play all day. All I know is this. Right now, his shot looks better than it ever has. He is shooting the ball with more arc. Those balls are not rolling off the rim anymore. Every one of them looks dead center perfect, and he is playing with an extraordinary amount of confidence, which bodes well for Clemson, and it's going to be a big-time problem for everybody else that has to go against Clemson. You want to get in, 654-7627, quick break.
Calling all commercial business owners, managers, and operators. Crute LED, an awarded Duke Energy trade ally, can help you save money on your lighting project. Our exclusive products are certified and warranted for 5 years. Whatever your need, Crute has the right product for a simple and easy conversion to LED. Crute LED will verify your eligibility, calculate and award your Duke Energy rebate up front. Call us at 864-401-8156. Email us at sales@crute-led.com for more info on our exclusive products.
If you're looking for the perfect Clemson gear, then look no further than the Tiger Sports Shop. You can be the ultimate Clemson fan from head to toe with the Tiger Sports Shop's vast selection of orange and purple apparel. Tiger Sports Shop provides everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Are you looking for the Nike apparel that you see the Clemson players and coaches wearing on the sidelines? We are the exclusive provider of Nike sideline apparel. In Clemson, visit our stores at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or 364 College Avenue in Clemson. Go Tigers!
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
The 2018 model blowout sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest. Like a Ford Mustang with leather and shaker stereo, suggested retail at $37,380. Sale priced at just $30,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford, with the fourth generation of Colemans taking great care of you. The 18 model blowout sale at George Coleman Ford.
Everyone qualifies. All for good through April 4th, 2019.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
For spring cleaning, and you can clean up with fresh deals at Family Dollar. This week, save on spring cleaning items like Dawn dish soap, just 95 cents with your smart coupon. Extra laundry detergent, buy one, get one free. And Pepsi 2 liters, 4 for $5. Sign up for Family Dollar smart coupons. Download our app or visit familydollar.com, where we're bringing fresh deals for spring cleaning.
Graceland Portable Buildings of Pickens is committed to providing high-quality buildings at a great deal, offering buildings for any need, utility sheds for storage, workshops, cabins with front porches, even large garage buildings with roll-up doors. Manufactured to last, Graceland's buildings come with warranties, free delivery, free setup, and the best rent-to-own program in the business. Visit the sales lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens or call 864-898-9569.
It's Road Rage with Walt Zabdula on 105.5 The Roar.
If you got something to say, give me a call.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rocking daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off and about for San Antonio with a radio blasting and the bird dog on. My head's down the town, no local yoga gonna.
Walt Abdullah Red Range, where to be CCP, 105.5 The Roar. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. No one does it like Joe's, the best Italian food around. I've been to 43 states, I guess. And I'm like an Italian food connoisseur. I love Italian food. So I've had it basically everywhere. Joe's is incredible by any standard. I mean, for me, I'm a sauce person. Okay, I don't care what it is. I have to have sauce, period. And especially since Italian food's my favorite, marinara is my favorite deal. And if you don't have good marinara sauce, then I don't care what else you do. If you're an Italian restaurant and you don't have good red sauce, well, I won't be going back. See, it's that simple. And so when I first tried Joe's sauce, I was like, man, are you kidding me? It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. Manja, it's incredible. They serve that with the cheese stuffed garlic knots. You dip those in that sauce, it's like you died and went to Italian food heaven. Manja, you know, the rest of your meal won't even really matter. Oh, you'll still have it because you're not stopping. You know, that's the real problem with Joe's, Ramona, isn't it? Is that your eyes are too big.
That is so true. Oh, I mean, you want, when you first go in there, right. you want everything.
Right. And that's the real problem.
That is true.
Because you get a lot of food. And so, you know, there's no way you're going to be able to eat everything you think you want.
And then you remember you wanted the cheesecake too.
Right, exactly.
And then you're really messed up.
So you're doing the doggy bag thing at Joe's in all likelihood, but you know, your appetizers, the pepperoni twist, the meatballs and marinara, the entrees, the taste of Italy, chicken parm, real lasagna, the pizza, which is award winning, and then the desserts, like Ramona said, the cannolis, which are homemade, the cheesecake, which comes to the Carnegie Deli in New York, which is just impossibly good. That is simply the best cheesecake known to mankind. If I was rating the world's cheesecakes, one would be the Carnegie Deli in New York. Two would be Junior's, which is also in New York. And then your grandmother's, like, you know, seventh. Clemson Dad, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, no problem. You kept saying you're going to talk about Antonio. I'm going to go ahead and start that if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was a big fan, and he was an exciting player from the Steelers, but he became such a cancer. You know, I'm kind of glad to see him go. Do you think Pittsburgh got compensated as well as they could?
Yeah, I think
it's better than getting nothing, right?
Right, and I think that tells the whole story. I think at the end of the process, the fact that this guy, because of who he is and because it is a salary cap league, was only worth a third and a fifth. And, you know, people want to say he's a Hall of Famer, you know, six straight years of over 1,200 yards, blah, blah, blah. Okay, at the end of the day, nobody in the league wanted him. The only team that really wanted him was one of the worst teams in the league. And all they had to surrender to get him was a third and a fifth round draft pick. So that's the true story about Antonio Brown and who he is and what he is. And look, I would expect that Pittsburgh will use those draft picks wisely. They've been very good at drafting receivers and finding receivers in the second and third round. I'm sure they'll continue to address the need. I think Washington will continue to improve. I think Pittsburgh will be just fine. Pittsburgh had three basically juveniles in that system, and now they're going to be rid of two of them. And you can't, you know, it's bad enough when you have one of those guys. When you let them start having get-togethers, you know, when you have three juveniles on one team, winning is impossible. And so, therefore, Pittsburgh did the right thing. And again, you know, his real value was established on the open market, and no one thought he was worth more than a third and a fifth.
Well, didn't Buffalo make him an offer and he shot it down? How can he do that, Walt?
Yeah, I mean, allegedly they did. What the nature of that offer is or was, we don't really know. But I'm guessing it certainly wasn't for a one. I mean, whether that offer involved a two or not, I'm not sure we'll ever know. But it's clear that the notion that, you know, this guy's a Hall of Fame player and he's good for your program and good for your team was dispelled in an open market situation when it became clear what his real value was on a free market. And his value was that no one, not one of the other 31 teams, believed he was worth a round one draft pick.
I could be wrong on this. What's your opinion? I think Juju's going to step right into the number one role pretty well.
Well, he sort of did last year. He was selected team MVP.
Yeah. All right, toward the end of the year, for sure.
Yep.
But what about, last question, I saw some mock draft on CBS website. It was a two-round mock draft, and they had the Steelers picking Debo at 52 in the second round. You think that'd be a good fit out of South Carolina?
Sure. Look, I really like Debo Samuel. I think he's going to be a really good pro. I think he's more athletic and explosive than people think. There are areas he needs to get better in. He's not a willing blocker. He knows it. He needs to get better in that area. You've got to be a complete player, and so he needs to improve in that area. But he's explosive. He has hands. He's good after the catch. He's a high character guy. There's a lot to like about Debo Samuel. I think he's going to be a really good long-term pro.
Yeah, I hope they can get him, man. That would be great.
Yep.
That's all I got today,
Thank you, Clemson Dad. I appreciate it. You know, we have win totals out in college football already, believe it or not. Bet Online has already come out with win totals. Our win totals last two seasons, 27-6. Preseason, 27-6, have absolutely slaughtered Vegas. You know, if you listen to the show, you always know what's happening with these teams before the year. Because honestly, I just think it's so easy. I look at these win totals every year, and I know instantly whether they're going over or under.
They're out already.
Now, I will say this. The ones that are out now are all the high side numbers, so you're really limited. But, for example, Alabama's 11, Clemson's 11. Those are predictable. Georgia's 10.5, Notre Dame 9.5, Ohio State 10, Oklahoma 10.5, Texas 9.5, not surprising off of their finish of the season and beating Georgia. Auburn 8, Washington State, the Fighting Mike Leach's 8.5, which is probably still too low. Let's get back to Northland Communication phone lines and get Jim in Greenville. Jim, how are you?
Hey, well, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, Jim. Appreciate you getting in.
Good. Hey, I'm glad you tell me that. I'm probably about to go put some money down on Clemson. I feel like that's an easy bet to make.
See, I don't like 11. I understand that, but when the only way you can win is by going undefeated, you know, I mean, even when Clemson won the first national championship, you didn't go undefeated. You know, I don't like 11 as a number. I mean, because, you know, one or two injuries, I mean, the only way you collect is if you go 12-0.
Yeah. Well, even if you go 11-1, that technically doesn't cover?
No, it's a push.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, see, that's the
question
catch.
For you. Good thing maybe I shouldn't bet. I need to learn how to do it. Question for you. Do you see this ACC, the first round ACC championship game for Clemson as like a play-in for the tournament, or do you think they're in with their resume alone?
I still think Clemson's in, but there's enough conjecture that maybe they're not, that you don't want to leave that to chance, and I don't think they're going to leave it to chance. Yeah, maybe I'll be proven completely wrong, but I think Clemson is going to absolutely take care of NC State.
No, I completely agree. I don't think NC State's really that great of a team. I think it's actually a pretty good matchup for Clemson. They seem to be playing well, and I give Clemson a lot of credit, all those guys a lot of credit. I think it helps having the senior team, but they went through a lot of adversity this year.
Really did.
And for them... For them and Brownell to be where they're at, I think just speaks a lot to the direction of the program, because I know that it would be really easy to kind of get down on that on all the situations they had, and for them to be where they're at is very encouraging to see. So definitely going to be excited for Wednesday, and that's really all I have. I I'm excited we actually have a chance, you know, to go back to the tournament again. So
thank you, Jim. I agree with everything you said. Thank you. Yep. You're 100% right. Yeah, look, this team could have quit multiple times. They had plenty of opportunity to do so in the way that fate was working against them, but they refused. They did not quit. Texas Clemson was undefeated 12-0 in their first out. Yeah, no, I wasn't talking about then. I'm talking about now. This run, the modern era, now. Jake and Iva. Jake, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Mark?
Good, Jake. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I just wanted to get in on the Antonio Brown discussion because I don't know if it's true or not. You might want to look this up, but I saw on Barstool Sports where the Patriots made the Steelers a better offer than what the Raiders did, but the Steelers had no interest in sending AB to New England.
Yeah, I have not heard that, but my sentiment all along was even though the Patriots need receiving help, that there is no way the Steelers would have sent the New England Patriots Antonio Brown. I mean, the Steelers still have a goal of advancing to the Super Bowl, you know, helping one of the few teams in the league that's better than you every year, probably not the best way to do it. So, yeah, I don't think that was ever going to happen, even if the Patriots did have interest. But I have not specifically seen anything that indicated the Patriots.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up on that because I know you're not a Patriots fan, but you like the moves that they usually make.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up.
No,
on
I appreciate
that,
Jake.
Appreciate taking my
call. Thank you very much. Good job. Yeah, I was unaware of that, so I'm gonna look for that story after. It's fascinating if it's true. Again, you know, the Patriots certainly have need at receiver because the Patriots really only have one receiver of any note who's under contract, and that is Edelman. Other than that, you know, the Patriots lost defensive tackles. They lost most of their defensive line. They lost Shelton, Brown, Malcolm Brown, that is. They lost Flowers, and then offensively they lost Trent Brown. And all those receivers are free agents with the exception of Edelman. You know, so... They have their work cut out for them, but no one ever seems to talk about or be concerned about it because, well, you know, they're the Patriots. But, I mean, there was a story, and I don't know, it was one of the Sims brothers, Chris, I don't know. One of them reported some time ago that the team that was the most interested in acquiring Odell Beckham Jr. in the offseason was the Patriots. I don't know whether there's any truth to that or not. No one else told that story. So whether it's true or not, I don't know. Again, I've not seen anything about the Patriots and Antonio Brown, but, you know, it wouldn't have shocked me. The Patriots will go out and sometimes pay a guy short term, but I don't know. When they've done that, it's been cornerbacks. When they've done that, it's been the Darrell Revises, the Stephon Gilmores. It's been cornerback, which is a position that they value highly. Receiver has never been a position they value highly. They basically leave it to Brady to turn tomato cans into receivers, which he has done. You know, now, so that's the part, I guess, that would surprise me, given where the Patriots have chosen. Where the Patriots have chosen to exercise free agency in the past has been at the defensive back spots, positions they hold more valuable than wide receiver. And, you know, they're one of the teams that another thing is they seldom invest high draft picks in receiver, where everybody else in the league tends to do so. And again, it speaks to who they are. Of course, it speaks to their unique situation from a historical perspective and who has been their quarterback. Let me tell you about my friends at the Health Deer. You know, the Health Deer is a wildly successful company. It's not because they're a weight loss company. It's because they give your life back. They're a cellular health company. They're trying to get you better from the inside out. If you're overweight, your body is filled with nasty, visceral, yellow fat that clings to your internal organs and is suffocating you. That's it. Suffocating you. And what Healthier wants to do is they want to give you your life back. You know, they want you to take control of your life. Remember one of that 400-pound gentleman who was the subject of one of the spots who... couldn't play with his children anymore.
Oh, yes, I remember him.
He wasn't getting to live his children's life. He wound up losing 200 pounds. He took his life back. Now he's living every day with his children again. This is the health there. This is what health there can give you. It's much more than a weight loss program. It's a way to take charge. It's a way to get off your medicines, to give up the blood pressure medicine, the CPAP machines, and the gout medicine. This is health there. Change your life. Take your life back. Call them today. Act. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 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 Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is expanding their showroom to now have the largest available selection of mattresses to choose from than ever before. Save an additional percentage on our already low pricing on Queen and King. And yes, you still get your foundation for free. Choose from our increased selection of Serta and Beautyrest models and take your perfect mattress home today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
When it comes to your financial needs, Founders Federal Credit Union never strikes out. Founders offers a winning lineup with the most innovative products and services like free checking with e-statements, Founders Online, Founders App with mobile deposit, and much more. Not a member? Visit RelaxFounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking a national champion, predicting first round upsets, or all of the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his teammates cement their legacy at Duke with a title? Can Virginia get past its loss to a 16 seed last year? And can Kentucky get back to the Final Four? If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you. Multiple bracket guy. MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is, they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours. Bet with the best. Then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in. Deposit with MyBookie today with promo code RADIO for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code RADIO. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
Mickey Pollard here with another great offer from Zero Res. Spring is upon us, and so is the dust and dirt. Now through the end of March, mention Mickey Pollard and get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119 and a hallway for free. Get ahead of the spring cleaning rush. And did you know that Zero Res also cleans air ducts? Call for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
We're dealing with a great deal of power.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Thank you. Steve Kerr is saying the lip readers were wrong. Because Kerr was caught the other day, and the lip readers determined that Kerr said that, and I don't remember the exact order of the words, but it was, I hate blanking Draymond Green.
Oh, so me.
One of his own players. Yeah.
Okay.
Or I blanking hate Draymond Green.
Right. Okay.
Right.
And so he's saying he didn't say anything.
Yeah. Kerr is saying that Kerr's answer to that was that the lip readers are wrong. Apparently, that would be the same thing that Will Wade claims in that.
It's different between reading somebody's lips and actually hearing it now.
No, Steve, I don't really do the lip reading thing, but I'm pretty certain that the lip readers were correct in your case, because I did see it, and it looked like it was clear as day to me. That's what you said, and we know you do. So I love how these guys try and spin this kind of stuff. You know, I mean, once you say it, you know, the thing to say is, look.
I
was PO'd. Yeah. Happens all the time. Yeah. You know, there are times Draymond hates me. We all love each other at the end of the day. But, there are times that for a minute we all hate each other. Yeah,
that's better than saying you didn't say it.
You can't say the lip readers were wrong. Because you know what that inspires? That inspires the lip readers to slow it down.
Oh, yeah. Stop re-examine it.
Go back and examine it. Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Stop the film.
Yeah, Jay helped me with the actual quote. It was, I am so blanking tired of Draymond's blank. There were two blanks in it. It was, I'm so blanking tired of Draymond's blank. No, it was a lip reading error on our part. Okay, whatever, Stevie, whatever you say. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. Roger, I'm coming right to you. 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's something for absolutely everybody. There's even a prenatal massage. This is Urban Nirvana. Look, it's just a special place. It is just what the name says it is. And, you know, the testimonials we get about Urban Nirvana are endless. You know, Ramona, we always talk about, you know, your girlfriend or your mother or your sister, but I think it's important to realize massages aren't just for ladies anymore. And one of the most interesting texts we've received in a while was by a gentleman who works 65 to 70 hours a week, and his wife buys him a weekly massage to Urban Nirvana, and he said he couldn't basically do his work without it. This is the gift of Urban Nirvana. So it works in any direction. Think about the people who do things for you in your life and how easy it would be to give them a special gift. That is Urban Nirvana. Here's the best part of all. For you, the giver, all you need to do is go to urbannirvana.com, print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. That's it. You don't fight crowds, you don't fight traffic, and your recipient is going to love you forever. So do it. You will thank me later.
Can you read my lips over here? If I was to not have the mic here covering my mouth,
no,
I could say lip readers are wrong. Or no, you're just not watching.
No, because I scarcely acknowledge you.
That's true. Even if I was over here saying something. Right. Okay, so you don't listen to me or...
Right.
Okay, right. I got you. So I can just say
Yeah, yeah, you're safe. Yeah, you can talk under your breath all you want. Roger, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Walt.
Good, Roger. Appreciate you getting there.
Yeah, well, real quick on the Steve Kerr thing. He should hate Draymond Green, because if it wasn't for Draymond Green this year, and I hate to say it because I can't stand Golden State, but if it wasn't for Draymond Green getting that technical and that silly scuffle with LeBron in 2016, they would be going for 5 in a row.
Yep.
This year. So he's got a reason to not like Draymond Green. But the biggest disaster is not the Knicks with their just completely brain dead, rabbit ear, just ridiculous owner who's confronting fans now who make innocent statements as he's walking out of the arena about wanting him to sell the team. The biggest disaster is by far the Lakers, and getting back to LeBron in this situation, now you had their most valuable trading asset, which is Brandon Ingram. I mean, it's really sad. This kid's career is in jeopardy. And they don't have – I mean, Kuzma is a good player, but I don't think he has the upside that Brandon Ingram has that Kevin Durant body you know, tall and long, and he can shoot. He's got a nice touch. If he's not good to go, if they can't trade him or he's got a blood clot issue, that's just, I mean, they're a disaster. They're a disaster. They're probably really bad even if he's 100% because nobody's going to come play with LeBron. And now LeBron's shutting his minutes down.
They never
lost the ball down.
Before all that stuff happened, they never should have brought LeBron James in there. Never. I mean,
never.
They had a young team. They had talent. They were a young, talented team. They were coming off a really good defensive season. They were showing some progress. You thought that there was room for them to grow and get better, and they should have just kept that nucleus and kept adding to it. And I don't mean LeBron James. That was a terrible fit to begin with, and the way it's playing out is not only has it destroyed them, but it is right in front of our eyes. It is diminishing LeBron James's legacy.
Absolutely. And Jeff Van Gundy, they've been talking about his comment. That is a valid comment, and I have to watch. Because I know what I'm getting with ESPN. They have so many LeBron defenders on there, they cannot even take a valid point by Jeff Van Gundy, which is trade LeBron James to get something that you can really build on, because you cannot build on this 35-year-old guy
right.
who has played more minutes, and I mean more minutes by far, than any player near his age has ever played. But this guy's got miles on him because of all the playoffs. That series that he's played, 8 straight finals, all those playoff games, all the minutes he plays in the regular season, he's not going to ever get better. He's already peaked. Physically, he has peaked. He'll never be what he was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's just not going to happen. And he relies so much on his physical ability. Yes, he's a great, intelligent player, but the escalator for the physical is going down. Mentally, he's still great. Or really good, but the physical power.
At least in theory.
At least in theory. At least on the basketball court. As a GM, he's terrible.
Right.
Because the Lakers did have a nucleus of young players, and they probably could have bought. If you don't bring LeBron James in and bring all the baggage that he brings, and I've defended him before, but I'm sorry. They could have had Kawhi Leonard or maybe even Durant, but those guys aren't coming now because of the situation. And Jeff Van Gundy made an absolute valid point, but these guys on ESPN, they treat it like it's some kind of joke that you would actually, oh my gosh, even consider trading LeBron James. It's almost blasphemous to talk about. It's ridiculous. He would never accept a trade anyway because he's a diva. He's Antonio Brown on steroids because he would never accept it.
Yeah, no, look, but it's a disaster. And again, nobody wants to play with LeBron James. Nobody likes him. Nobody. I mean, everybody hates him. I mean, the only guy who likes him at all is Dwayne Wade, and I'm pretty sure that ship has sailed, so cliche alert. But, you know, that's it. Nobody else likes him. Nobody else can get along with him. It's just the way it is. And adding him to that young team was disastrous. And then getting played the way New Orleans played them, when they had no intent of making any deal with them, they were just mad at the Lakers because the Lakers had tampered.
My question is this.
Yeah.
As far as New Orleans goes, and I'll never know because I don't have the connections. I don't have the, I'm not some beat writer for the NBA or some person inside the LA locker room. I'd like to know, how did that become so public? Who made the, I think LeBron did, that the publicness and the whole discussion of Anthony Davis just exploded. How you have to keep a deal like that under wraps. You can't let that become public. You can't start having players' names floated out there like Brandon Ingram.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm drawing a blank on the NBA reporter's name who I saw do a story on this. I'm drawing a blank on him.
You just can't have that become so public, and it destroyed the locker room. That locker room's never going to be the same as long as James is there. It just can't. It's not possible.
Right, but before the news came down and before we hit the deadline and none of that transpired, a story broke in the 48 hours in advance of that, and it was one of these guys covered the NBA for 16 years, and he claimed, in fact, it was the claim of this segment that they were doing, that that the Pelicans never had any intention of trading with the Lakers whatsoever, that that they just wanted to mess with the Lakers because they believed that the Lakers had tampered with them more than once and they were looking for payback. And if so, then they certainly got that, because they certainly screwed up the Lakers' entire season, because, you know, you can't have a guy who is orchestrating all your decisions, as LeBron James was, try and consummate a trade like that in which you're going to dump all the young talent that you were playing with and then have it blow up in your face so that you are left in the same building with the young talent. It's just not workable.
What, it might go back to the Chris Paul situation.
It does. I guess that's the first one, yeah. Windhorst. Yeah, then, that's right. Thank you, Texter 803. You're 100% right. Brian Windhorst was the guy's name.
Windhorst.
Thank you. Yep.
Well, he sort of is a LeBron guy. I mean, he has certainly carried LeBron's bags that I've seen over the years. He's from Cleveland. You know, I don't know. I know it's a bad situation, and it's going to be interesting to see what the playoff ratings are, if there is an impact of LeBron not being in the Western Conference playoffs. They're going to be incredible playoff games, series. You've got five or six teams that could give Golden State trouble.
Well, the ratings have been down
Yes,
year.
They have.
So, I don't anticipate there's going to be any magic at the end of the process. I think that.
Well, I'm saying they're going to get worse.
Well, and I think part of the problem right now, Roger, is that too many of the guys who are supposed to be the stars are just looking like brats. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, you know, there's just Kyrie Irving. Too many of the guys supposed to be the bell cows for the league and the star players are just looking like absolute 8-year-olds. And I think people are getting sick of it.
Can I ask one question? I know I've gone long, and I'm sorry about that. Can I ask one question? And maybe I have to call you back about this week sometime. This would have been a perfect opportunity for the AAF Football League to really make a dent in the NBA and really get their product out there. That league is completely folded apart since week one, and it's because of the way they put themselves on TV, or lack of trying to put themselves on TV, to put themselves on these back channel and streaming services when they had beaten the NBA head-to-head on a February evening. And I just don't understand what the AAF has against trying to make money and trying to put their league out there as a alternative to the NBA during the spring. I just don't get it. I don't know what they're doing.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate the call.
Hi, Walt. Thank you.
On the last point, I think that obviously when the league first started, I think there's some natural curiosity interest. And I think that interest was saturated fairly quickly. And then you get to that point, and the next thing that happens is, well, you can't find it. You got to look for it, and you can't find it. You don't know where it is. You don't know when the games are. And I just think I think the curiosity passed. People watched it at first, and they said, yeah, this isn't bad, but isn't enough to draw you back.
If you can't find it.
Right. You actually need more than that, especially if you can't find it. So you wind up watching, House reruns on channel 273. Not that I've done that. Yes. That's it for us. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the NFL. I'll give you all the dark horse players, the players no one's heard of, and why I think they're going to be stars in this league. Before we get out of here today, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. There is no jewelry store like Turner's. It's not a chain. It's privately owned, and you'll be treated like royalty. It's just a special place, and they have something for absolutely everybody. So regardless of what your occasion is, they have a gift for you or for the person you're shopping for. Male, female, it doesn't matter. They have something for everybody. Enormous selection of watches. If you're looking for a manly watch and can't find one, you'll find one at Turner's. Diamonds, largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. In stock, you can see all the diamonds you want to see right now. Pandora, incredible selection of Pandora. A Pandora store within the store, run by two corporally trained Pandora ladies. And they have all the collegiate line of Pandora's charms and bracelets. Get to Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. You will thank me later. I'll see you tomorrow.
From the Priority One Security Studios, We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Philo, the official supermarket of the Clemson Tigers. Coca-Cola. Not all fans agree on the best game day foods, but when it's served with an ice-cold Coca-Cola, you know you've got yourself a winner. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling. Carolina Ford dealers. Check out Ford's unstoppable lineup of SUVs at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud partner of the Clemson Tigers. This is the Clemson Tigers Network, powered by JMI Sports.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into Tiger Calls here on this Monday evening. Don Munson along with you. A little bit of a different show here tonight as the basketball team has already left to travel up to Charlotte for the upcoming ACC Men's Basketball Championships. And because of that, we will do a recorded show for you tonight. A couple of segments with Coach Brownell. We'll also hear from baseball coach Monty Lee on the show tonight. So a couple, a little bit different. So no telephone calls tonight. Everything is already pre-recorded. But we'll give you the greatest update that we can for you here on both basketball and baseball. As obviously baseball had a huge weekend with a sweep of North Carolina over the weekend at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. Basketball, the big wins over Notre Dame on the road, also at home Saturday against Syracuse to wrap up the regular season as the Tigers finish at 19-12 and 9-9 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. They will be the 9 seed in the upcoming ACC Men's Basketball Championships in Charlotte. They'll take on NC State. That game will be Wednesday, 12 noon. The winner of that contest will move on to a matchup on Thursday.